Okay, so welcome to steps 10 and 11. And if you've made it this far, which most people don't, my book is only raggedy in the front. Because I flip those pages the most with sponsees. But when you get to a certain point, like right after inventory, my pages are okay. They're all intact. Last thing we talked about was making all your amends. And it takes time. It also takes a commitment. In my experience, I get to 10, I practice it, I fall asleep, get some new resentments, get some new behavior, selfishness crops up, I'm agitated, I don't pause, I just blast your ass. Everybody at work needs to change. I go out on disability. I do it as long as I can. Because I don't want you thinking that this is about perfection. I don't. I've been sober almost 21 years, man. You have to know I've been through the steps a gang of times, primarily because I kick it. I go back to sleep. I find another source of dopamine. In some kind of way, I need to learn a new lesson. And I get... and I learn it. You don't have to do it my way, but I understand. I understand. The book talks about being undisciplined. It talks about the first 20-something years of my life, I wasn't reviewing my day. I thought that you owed me at the end of the day. This is a new concept. Just because I have had a spiritual experience, just because I'm experiencing some of the promises in the program, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be perfect. And I think it's important to say that because people will start lying about being in 10 and 11, and they're not, because they think they're supposed to always be in it. And then you're fraudulent. And out of integrity in the rooms with the people who love and know you, no matter what you are doing. It's fucked up to get to the last house on the block and have to lie about who you are. Or what's going on with you. Or what your spiritual practice is. Well, my good spiritual ass. Any questions about this? It's worth talking about as much as it's worth talking about what 10 and 11 is. Can anyone identify with it? I'll take that. I heard Mike say he don't beat himself up no more. Fuck that. Who has time for it? I don't have time for it to beat myself up. When my head pops out of my ass, I forgive myself and look for some directions. Write a little inventory. I'm shitty, so I gotta clean it up. Yeah? So I do steps 4 through 9. I clean house, right? It's a house cleaning process. I go and I experience self-forgiveness. I face the people that I've caused harm, walking in the fucking banks and shit, you know. I'm a hero. I'm like, oh, the 12 steps. Sponsoring people. Fucking shit. This program works and it works well. Right? That's where I am. And then all of a sudden, when nobody's looking, I got to do the right thing. That's where the problem comes. So the book knows that we're fucking undisciplined. The alcoholic doesn't stop having the alcoholic mind. We talked about character defects. They're not fucking all gone. I'm just ready. I pray and I ask, but I need to have the experience in order. I need to be bleeding out of my neck in order to give up some shit. Right? And that happens on a given day. So let's see. We review our day at night, and I'm doing some shit. Do I want to look at that? If I'm having the pleasure of doing the shit? You see how it happens? It gets complicated. This honesty is working for me. Am I going to make that shit right tomorrow? How free do I want to be? Well, this is enough freedom. It's good enough. I like this shit right here. This is good. You know, you get in a relationship and you're like, don't move. Nobody fucking move. I like it just the way it is. So, you know, I have entered the world of the spirit. It's true. That's where I'm at. I've had these spiritual experiences. I want more. I recognize I need to be in fit spiritual condition for my fellows, right? Like, my life is no longer my own. I understand that, you know, like, love and tolerance of others is necessary. I also understand that neutrality is some shit I'm at now. You know, I get it. I experience it. I know freedom. I know what it tastes like. It's delicious. I know peace. I like it. I love this new courage shit, you know? I like it. But the book says that I must continue. I need to maintenance it. So I clean my house, and I also need to dust on the week ends. You follow me? Or I'll need to double scrub. Do you guys have double scrub? No? That's some shit we do in L.A.? Okay. When you're in treatment, your ass will double scrub, and that means about once a month or something like that, on one Saturday morning, everybody fucking starts washing walls and baseboards and window sills at the treatment center. It's called double scrub. You got to clean all the pots, and this is the bathroom. I mean, all the bathrooms, the kitchen, baseboards, everything has to be scrubbed once a month.
Called
a
GI.
GI
Saturday.
That's right. Yes, deep clean. Yeah, so double scrub, deep clean. So this happens through steps 4 through 9, but I have to keep dusting. And I need a daily dust according to this step. I need to take a look to keep myself in some kind of check, because unchecked, I fall back into the same patterns. And I know you can appreciate this right here, Scott, that there's a train of thought. I think the same thoughts no matter what. I'm in a cycle. There's a groove in the brain. It doesn't need my permission. It doesn't let me know you're about to turn this way. You always turn this way. I know you don't want to turn this way, but you don't. You have a choice. Nothing. Something needs to change in the groove. I need a new groove. Because of neuroplasticity, I can have a new groove, but I don't practice the new groove long enough for it to take full effect, so I go back to the old groove. The book talks about it, the insane idea running parallel, with the insane idea running parallel with the same idea is what it talks about. Sometimes that insane idea wins out. That's in the book, right?
Yeah.
You hear it? You understand it? It doesn't go away. I have the insane idea that if I marry him and we live in a big house, it's going to work. That's all I need. I'm going
to...
Hell no. Talking about Terry. Right? Okay. And I do my work. I'm gonna do the work. He didn't have to. Just keep the house big. I'm gonna write the inventory. I have the ability to still buy the lot. So I need to watch it every single day. And I need to be willing to make it right. It's really powerful. There's some prayers in here, really simple stuff. You know, we continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And when these crop up, prayer. We ask God at once, please, would you please remove this shit from me? Because I will stab his ass, God. I need you to remove this shit from me. And then I'm going to discuss it with someone immediately if the prayer don't jump off. Sponsor man, this is what I see. This is my part. I'm sorry I called you to... stupidest person I ever met in my life. Because that's the woman I am now. That's what happens to me. And I sit at home and plan your murder every day. The fantasy of life insurance. And getting away with it. I discuss it with someone who might be willing to do it. Carrying the message, sponsoring people, having had a spiritual experience as a result of the 12-step process. Unchecked, this is who I am. Cute as fuck, too. You can't see it on me. You can't see it. I'm a secret. It's my secret now. I'm underground. You can read the book yourself and see what it tells you to do. But I think it's important to understand experience as well so that you're not judging yourself too harshly, so that you recognize that when I fall off the path, I don't have to stay off the path. I can get back on the path. And I think I had shared with someone today, you know, if I get off the path, likely there's some resentment. Four is a great place to start under sponsorship. Getting back to the prayer, getting back to basics, getting back to meetings, picking up commitments, being of service to others, getting back through whatever 4 through 9 I need to get back through to get to the maintenance steps again. The 12 steps is not static. It's constant. It's alive. It's alive. It's a live program. It says sanity will have returned, and it will, as it applies to cocaine and alcohol, it had. But I still had some other cognitive distortions that were at play. I have the experience of not being afraid. I have the experience of just not worrying about drugs and alcohol, but living a life and being in life and being in the flow and the stream of life, looking to what I could give to life. That didn't stop. I just put obstructions in my way. You know, the river still flows even if there is a rock. But eventually, if there's enough rocks, it's a dam. River will flow around rocks. Won't it? That's some country shit. Is that true? I made it up. I never seen a river. From Hollywood. Anyway. We don't even have any water in our river. The L.A. River, there's no water. Homeless people live there. There's no water. Okay. No, really. Okay, good. So the book tells me it's easy to let up on the spiritual program and rest on our laurels. Right here in this chapter, it talks about it. And we're headed for trouble if we do, because alcohol is subtle. It waits on me. Go on, bitch. Do some more shit. I got a fifth of Martell waiting on you. My disease tells me that alcohol, that white wine is nearly water. That's how I started my last run, on that lie right there. I sat down with my first husband that I met in rehab, who I knew I could control. He liked me more than I liked his ass. My belief systems, I just share them with you guys. I don't know if you have them. I have them. They're survival tools. I was abandoned in my life, so I try not to be abandoned, so I get into shit where I'll leave shit. And then I've become a runner. So I tell him, what you think about that Franzia wine over there? It's like, there's no way, even though I've already had experience with alcohol, there's no way that I convince him so I can go get it. You hear how subtle that is? I just smoked on our baby's head. Pregnant smoking. You hear pregnant smoking? Not a little bit pregnant either. Pregnant smoking. 4 months pregnant smoking. Baby still in a crib. And I swear my head told me that white wine is nearly water. And it's cheap wine. I drank that night. I didn't think I was being too smart either. So, it's subtle. And I know it's subtle. It's subtle how I get into those other arrangements and situations that I was talking about. And I don't see that those situations are setting me up. They're breaking at my foundation. Breaking at the foundation. Until I buy the lie that I don't have the allergy. Or I don't give a fuck. I want to die anyway. Fuck living. It's too hard. This is a person that is unchecked. But you think life is not hard? It gets hard. Even after having a spiritual experience. And sometimes I don't want to walk through the hard part, do you? But I have to get past the hard parts, don't you? You hear that, Davey? Okay? You just have to make it through the hard parts. There will be hard parts. Okay? In a couple of days, it'll be the 8-year anniversary of my brain surgery. That shit will make you spiritual. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on spiritual maintenance. It's what we're talking about. Find God. Practice God. Prayer, what Brother Alton told me prayer was practice. Practicing my oneness with God. It's practice. I say the prayer so that I can practice oneness. Remember? The reciprocity? God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Created me. It's already in relationship with me. How do I practice my relationship? How do I make that deposit into the bank? Prayer. Practice. Practicing oneness. Practicing oneness. I'm the one that needs to connect to the idea that I belong to the Creator. I'm the one. Every day, all day. But when I fall asleep, man, or when I don't feel like it, sloth. I'll do my review, my nightly review tomorrow. I'm good. God already knows my heart. I already asked him yesterday to divorce me from selfish motives. I do the shit in the shower. I ain't got time. Right? I'm good. But I have to keep looking because it's not removed is what this step is saying. It hasn't been removed. So I have to keep looking for it. We don't get good. Get aware. Get conscious. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm not going to read this to you. But when I fuck up, I forgive myself. And I ask for God's forgiveness. I forgive myself. I say it 21 times. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Do it. I dare you. Forgive yourself for not knowing the truth. Forgive yourself for not trusting yourself. Forgive yourself for playing small. Forgive yourself. For the choices, forgive yourself for being slothful, forgive yourself for lying to yourself, forgive yourself for not honoring your body, forgive yourself for being dishonest in friendships, forgive yourself and make it right.
Backtrack for a minute.
If you love to.
You people that have made amends, do you make amends to yourself?
Mm.
You? Yeah, with the hat.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
That's Molly.
Hi.
You've never made amends? You've never made amends to yourself? Have you ever been in a nice step?
I've never made amends.
And you've been in nine before?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Which part?
Why haven't you made amends to you?
Because my first sponsor said that that's bullshit.
You haven't done some stuff to you that you need to forgive yourself for?
Yeah, no, for sure, I do.
You've harmed you, haven't you, in a number of ways, knowingly, right? Don't you think you deserve forgiveness from self?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I ask that because I've heard that several times in the rooms that people's sponsors tell them you don't have to make amends to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I need to forgive me. I need to make peace with me. I make peace with God, but I need to make peace with me. The amends process is also for me. Why? Because again, I'm fitting myself to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. Has something to do with that low self-worth and low self-esteem and worthlessness. And I need to forgive me. And there's another piece what to that why. Because 10th step leads us into we've entered the world of the spirit. I do 1-9 and I get to live in God's world. Spirit world. There's that book again. Those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. So by the time I get to 9, if I persevere and press forward, I get the blessing and the luxury. Why? Because the majority of the people in the room, they don't ever get to 10. They don't even finish amends. It says we have entered. It didn't say maybe or possibly you've entered. It makes a clear-cut statement. We have entered the world of the Spirit, meaning you've faced to be rid of some things that has blocked you from God in 4-9. So now I get to hang out with God.
Mm-hmm.
Land of milk and honey. I really get to experience God in 10, 11, and 12. And all that meaty, juicy stuff in the 10th step is about awareness. Because I got to stay awake. Because I don't get to sleep in God's world. Because I get ordained in 10th step. Why do you think they tell us continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear? Because when Drummer Boy comes, I need to be clear so I can help him. If I'm blocked and cut off from the sunlight of the Spirit, I can't be of maximum service to him when he comes. If I'm stuck in my selfishness and self-centeredness, if I'm stuck in fear, he may be dying and need me. Continue to watch. Stay awake to you, Mike. I need you in my army. So I'm going to show you how to stay awake in my army. Continue to watch. Cease fighting. You can't win any goddamn way. You might as well stop. Have you? A lot of stuff you can do with 10. Have you? I mean, I won a couple fights, maybe. Maybe. You follow me? But I must forgive me. Because I'm suiting up. In 10 and 11, I'm suiting up for the battlefield. For the battlefield, for the front line. Because they're coming. Somebody's got to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to be able to help our newfound friends when they get here. It's awareness. Problem has been removed. If you persevere through 1-9, lack of power is, that's my dilemma, the problem, lack of power. By the time you get to 10, you should have some power to make some concrete next right decisions about your life. That's my deal. And I hear people say they're maintenance steps, and you know, if I could maintain anything, I probably wouldn't be here. I'm not too good at maintenance. I found out that I'm pretty good at keeping watch, though. I'd stand on that corner on that avenue and watch for that dope man until he came. Wouldn't move until he came. Why? Because he had what I needed to live. It's interesting how these guys that wrote that book, they just intertwine real life experiences with the recovery process. Continue to watch. So when you're in a fight, you watching for the left hook, right? You watching for the left hook or the uppercut, ain't you? Ain't you? You don't really want to get hit, do you? Right. They're just telling me you don't get hit. Don't get hit because you might get knocked out. A lot of meaty, juicy stuff, intense stuff. The vision of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. What's God's will for me? Oh, I don't know. Well, why don't you ask him? Have him reveal it to you in a piece of work called vision work. Powerful. Powerful stuff. Right, T? Powerful stuff. Yeah, forgive you. Daily. Because we take less daily. I mean, I do. I don't know about you. I do.
So about the vision. I've written on the board earlier. Instead of being pushed by pain, having a paradigm shift to be pulled by the vision. Practicing that will create a new groove in the brain. That I don't have to make the same mistakes over and over again because there is an outline for me. Sitting in meditation daily, even if it's 15 minutes, setting the intention to be still, to create a sacred place in your life for your higher power is potent. If it's for 2 minutes because you can't sit still longer than that, it is powerful because I am setting an intention for the sacred relationship, the string. I'm practicing oneness. Whatever thoughts that come to my mind are perfect. There is no judgment. It is the intention. It is a sacred place that I place in my life. It's like a location. Meditation creates emotional neutrality. So I speak a word to connect, declaring the truth based on my oneness with God. I ask that thy will be done. Use this thing we call a body, which you'll identify as Delana. Use it to make a difference while it's here. Sit, asking for the next right action. Move my feet in the direction in which they should go. Use me is my prayer. Don't make it in vain. use me.
And all those spiritual exercises in the 10th step creates new grooves. It's intentional to show me how to live in spirit world. It says we've entered the world of the spirit. That didn't hit me until I did a couple pieces of work. What do you know about living in spirit world? And I said, not very much. And that spirit said, oh, you know something. You just haven't applied it. They taught it to you, your first 10 years of your life. So I had to go back to them. It also showed me some tenets in the first step, proper use of the will. Mm-hmm. It's about power. And I get to grow up and do the next right thing. So when the thought comes, I get the power not to do what the thought says, where I've never had that power before. When the thought came, I went, right? When Heron said, come on, let's go hang out, I went and hung out, right?
Brought my money.
Sat in the detox for 14 days, right? Swore to God I wasn't getting high then. Day I get out, I get home, I get a call from the guy in the detox with me. I got some money. Okay, come on, let's go. Standing in front of the will. Spiritual exercises that you can do to learn how to live in spirit world. It's another dimension in spirit and in mind. Perception. How you looking at stuff. How you treating your brother? Sixth sense. Third eye. All spiritual stuff. With me, it goes even a little bit deeper than that. Prophecy. Talking in tongues. I could go on and on, but I think that's enough. Y'all might think I'm like, where the fuck he come from? It's all spirit world stuff for me. Might not be your forte or your niche. But what did they tell us? Find God
now.
And find God now. So if you're a real one, you gotta find him and find your niche. And then learn how to live in his world. Because it's completely different. Completely different mindset. I get to get free. Resentment don't master me no more. I finally figure out he's probably doing the best he can with what he got. He don't know no better. Or if he knows better, he just don't want to do it. And I let him off the hook. Bam. I let him be who he is. And instead of chastising him, I love him. What can I do to help you? How can I serve you? And I get free. That's what my man did when he came here, right? He came to serve us, didn't he? He died for us, didn't he? This is just one vein I'm talking about, so don't get stuck. This is just one avenue, right? It's a bunch of avenues to get to the Creator. Find one. It's just an avenue that works for me. Makes perfect sense. Being created from clay and him blowing his breath into me made him a part of me. So he's been a part of me my entire life. Because his breath gave me life. You with me? It's just my stuff. But again, find God and find one now.
I'd like to share a story. Mm-hmm. I know we're at time, and I see you, T. I want to tell a story, and I'll make it quick.
Who wants to hang out for another 2-3 hours? Raise your hand. No, I'm only kidding.
Really? So... I'm coming up on treatment center number 5. You hear me? I'm coming up on treatment center number 5. Because we're talking about finding God, finding him now, right? I'm coming up on treatment center number 5 in 4 years. I'm sitting in the old man's house that you're in his house only on the third, because that's when he gets his check.
Yeah.
But it's not the third. I'm just there. I'm ducking and dodging because this felonious dude's going to kill me. But I have the allergy, so I can't leave. I turn a date. I got some money. I have some drugs. There's a big book and a Bible at this man's house, and I'm going to figure out what the spiritual malady is when I go to treatment center number 5. Because I knew I had the allergy, and I was aware of the obsession because I had just experienced it. It was 6 weeks later, but I knew that I had the obsession, and I knew that I had the allergy. I did not understand what the spiritual malady was, and people weren't talking about it. So I have the big book and the Bible, dope Hawaiian punch, and a honey bun.
Honey bun.
And I got the circle in the triangle. I'm going to figure it out. So I figured I need to read the Bible, the first few pages of the Bible, because that's got to be where the spirit thing is, because they don't teach it in health class. And I was raised in the Church of God in Christ, and the only spirit that I was aware of was the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. So I don't understand how my spirit can be sick, because I don't know when did I get one. It doesn't make sense to me. It is a foreign concept. I'm going to figure it out. Adam and Eve. Cain and Abel, murder in the first family, reality reading. I'm reading, I'm looking. The truth is there. I don't understand it at the time. Something about the word was with God and the word was God, something like that. But that's really what it is. But I miss that. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel. Next thing that happens is, Cain goes to the city of Nod, where he marries his bride. Now, I want to know, where does this bitch come from? Who's her mama? And what's the story behind it? So I put the Bible down. Put the big book down. And I begin to talk to God straight up with a pipe in my hand. Because my grandmother told me Jesus was my Lord and Savior, and I believed her, but it didn't do me any good. Like, I couldn't use that. I have the obsession, I go. I have the allergy, I stay. God, if you're who my grandmother says you are, your ass better hurry up. Because I got Charlie Brown. He's going to kill me. He's such a felonious cat that his government first and last name is his street name. I'm in trouble. So I'm walking around. I'm pacing. I'm like, God, I'm sprung. But I'm not dead. Remember we talked about questions? A question came to me. And the question was, what is dead? I'm patting myself. I'm sprung. I ain't dead. But the question that set me free with a pipe in my hand, because God would and could if he was sought, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, what is alive was the question. And it dawned on me. I saw a casket and a dead person in a casket. I mean, my people from the South, we went to everybody's funeral. Sister so-and-so died, we going to her funeral. So I was a little kid, only child people, you know what I'm talking about. You got to roll with the old folks. So I go to the funeral. All of them. And so it started being amusement to me. Look at the dead body, because you know we got to see the body. Couldn't wait for that part. Okay. You got to get your life right. When are we going to see the dead body? I want to see the dead body. That was the image that came into my mind. That person who had walked and talked and loved and lived was no more. Their body was in the front of the church. Everybody was there but them. If the body's in the front of the church, then where the fuck are they? And what made them them if the body's in the front of the church? From that day to this day, you understand? I am spirit. This is my spacesuit for the planet Earth. The big book says in the final analysis, after I looked everywhere else, the only place God could be found was down. So what am I going to do with this life called Delana? I'm going to keep serving my body. My body's here for a finite period of time. Am I going to recognize what I am, Brandon? Or not? My grandmother is making her transition right now. The woman who raised me. Body's all shriveled up like this. Still breathing, though. Body don't mean shit. Cut your legs off, you still got spirit. Snatch your eyes out, you still got spirit. What is your choice to be is what I leave you with. Will you recognize what you are? Not who you are, what you are. Your species. A microcosm of the macrocosm. Will you be it? Will you be its face and its voice and its hands? Will you be its heart? I learned that smoking dope. I'm done. Thank you. It is an honor, you guys. It is an honor and a privilege to sit here, to work with you, my predecessor, attraction in the program, my friend. It's magical. Thank you.